So you grew up in El Dorado Park?
Yeah, I grew up in El Dorado Park. I was raised by my Oma, as many people would know her sister Laurie. You know, we didn't have the best of family time is what I would call it, because my mom was also an addict at the time. Mm. And that's what happens in most households there. Like when you say it there, it's not a thing. Like people are like, oh, okay. Whereas if you say it anywhere else, I mean, it's like, oh, I said your ma, you know? And the reason I always go back and give back to young girls there is because they have to understand that that is not your story. It's a chapter in your book, and it will be something you have to overcome to do something great with your life, whichever your great is. But they have to know that that isn't the thing, you know. And it's in every household. There is a drug addict. There is somebody selling your school bag to go and do something related to drugs. And also just everybody being raised by anybody but their parent. It's always
those are the
growing
common,
up with
common
my
traits.
Aunt, yeah, my uncle, my granny, anybody else, then their parent.
So when it comes to this time of year, you've got things like matric farewells coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, you must have mixed emotions about it.
You have mixed emotions about everything, but when it gets to matric dance time, you're thinking of the kids that are better off than you, so they're going to have the shoes and the hair and the makeup and the car, and then you just don't want to go. It's it's just one of those things you're like, ek sama eerder bly, because I'm not going to be ridiculed for wearing an old dress or for not having, you know, and the kids will be kids at the end of the day.
So what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to meet some of the girls that are at Liesl's old school right now. And just on the back of what she just said now, you'll hear that common thread that runs through every story. The broken up homes, the being raised by everybody but the parents, and all the other challenges that relate to maybe drugs, socioeconomic circumstances. And then obviously coming right back to that thing about matric farewells, where every girl wants to look her best. I mean, especially in a world of Instagram. Mm. Oh, now it must be even worse.
Yeah, now there's the car. You need the proper...
Yes.
You need everything. The lighting pictures. Needs to be right. Alles.
I can just imagine how you must feel if you don't have access to all of that right about this time of year. So good morning, Angels. Special edition. Back to El Dorado Park. Back to your old high school. And your mom is a teacher there as well currently.
Yeah, so my mom was a student there. I was a student there. And now my mom's a teacher there. So she's giving back now.
Yes. So what we're doing this morning is we're introducing you to some of the scholars at Liesl's old school.
I'm Annalene. I live in El Dorado Park Extension 2. I am here at Silver Oak Secondary School doing my fifth year in matric. My challenges that I face is being a young mother. My son's name is Jaden. He is now 5 months and 23 days. And I learn a lot from being at school, especially being close to Miss Laurie. She encourages me not to give up on myself. And she always remembers me that I must never forget where I come from and the problems that I face. I must try and change them due to my circumstances that I'm living in. When I'm finally grown, I would like to become a chartered accountant.
I also studied accounting, Annalene, and I think just listening to you now, my heart started beating faster and faster, because I don't know if you know, but Miss Laurie, my mom, had her daughter, me, when she was very young, and look, she's still able to achieve everything she has, and it literally is all up to you. Like she says, she's very positive about it, because you know what? It happened, and it is a part of your story. It is not your entire book. It's a chapter. We're facing the chapter, and we're going to move forward. Next thing is CA and all of those things. Okay.
My name is Madima Gadzo, Precious Mudise. I'm from Soweto. After my first birthday, I went to live with my mom at Eastern Cape with my grandmother. She raised me up as a single parent. Growing up, I didn't know who my father was, and apparently he passed on after I was born, and up to this day, I still don't know him. I've never seen his picture, which is something that really hurts me sometimes. And then in 2010, my mom was a police, by the way, and in 2010, she was diagnosed with pneumonia, and then on the 6th of July, she passed on. That hurts me because she died in front of me.
There's something I cannot forget. I go every day thinking about her, and I ask myself a lot of questions why, but it's God's work, so I cannot fight it. And then in 2011, I came to Gauteng. The woman whom I now call my mom, she is not working. My father, he works as a security guard. He and my brother are the only people who are working. And sometimes it gets tough to be at home because we, like growing up, you face challenges. Sometimes you feel left out, and sometimes you feel like people are just are doing you a favor to accommodate you and stuff. And that's what pushes me to wake up every day, like try and study, work hard to pursue my dreams, and that in everything I just thank God for my family, and I do love them so much. And yeah, that's me.
My name is Ashley. I'm currently staying with my grandmother. My mom is a single parent of three. She's very aspiring. She's a single parent but still pursuing her studies. When I grow up, when I'm finally grown, I want to pursue in pharmacy because I love medicine and I love exploring medication and how it can help people.
Tell me about the line, education has no age.
Education has no age. That's the line my mama always tells me. Like, education has no age because she grew up, and when she was during grade 12, she couldn't go to college. So every time when I get lower marks, she's always like, you know what, this is not the end of the road. I'm 43 going to 44 and I'm still in education, and you can still do it. Education has no age. Even when you're 50, you can still study.
My name is Happiness Thomas. I live in El Dorado Park, Extension 4. I'm currently living with my mother. So, my life is like a book, but let me cut it short. In 2011, I lost my father due to cancer, and, like, that hurt me because at a young age, I lost my father. So, then everything started to change financially because, like, he was, like, our breadwinner, but my mother isn't like financially stable because as now she's a domestic worker, soon to reach retirement age. So like, yeah, that's my toughest, and I have to like look after because sometimes she'll fall ill, then I'll have to be there for her. So like, that's why my dream to help underprivileged children who can't get help from their parents or living in the streets, that's my main dream, to help them become someone who they want to become. Because my dream is to go to the military next year and pursue my dream as I earn the salary and things. By the time I get back, then my dream is to open up a center for children that's less fortunate, like those living around us who don't get the special care that they need. I am there to provide for them. I will help them with everything they can do, like little Lori does to everyone. So like, yeah.
Julle maak dit nie baie maklik so op 'n Woensdagoggend nie, nê? Ek is op pad werk toe en ek het nie my make-up hoor na hierdie sessie van Good Morning Angels nie.
Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.